Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Last week, was it Thursday or Friday? I can't recall which. I think it was Thursday. I was chatting with psychologist Dr. Mally Coyle about sleepovers for kids. And after a survey, they're on the wane. A lot of people nervous now about letting their kids go and have sleepovers. And they do things like sleep-unders, where they let them off to someone's house and then they collect them at 11 or 12 o'clock. And just chatting with, you know, Dr. Coyle about the, and she's written books on child psychology, talking to her about the whole thing to do with sleepovers. Are they important? Are they worth it? But are they risky? And parents are worried now about whether their child should be on sleepovers.
I can see why parents are reluctant to allow their kids to go on a sleepover because of all the dangers, I suppose, that we see around us. You know, we're constantly fed negative news and information, and we're more worried than ever about our children's safety. So I think it's completely natural to be very wary before you allow your child to actually go on a sleepover. But there's ways of kind of managing that worry if you think it's a good idea as a parent. I think it's important to be really familiar with the other parent before you consider a sleepover, and that you'd have many kind of play dates or, you know, that kind of thing before it happens. Our 10-year-old had two friends over, and it was just the most lovely thing to hear them giggle together. The three of them slept in a room together. I know their parents. I had strict kind of rules around it. I said, look, you're definitely going to be asleep by 12.
So that's just some of what Dr. Mally Coyle had to say to me late last week, and it's available on podcast if you want to find the whole interview with regard to sleepovers. But one interested party listening to that was Catherine Mahon-Buckley. Catherine, of course, working in theatre. You say, I think, that sleepovers are kind of frowned on, and you're not really a big fan of them. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you on this beautiful sunny
morning? Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, I just think that it's we need to keep a balance. I agree with what Dr. Coyle was saying there about a balance of it. And I also think that you must look at the different age groups. Like, you'd have 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds and teenagers. Mm-hmm. And the maturity of the child. Like, I keep saying, like, that I always say that, you know, if you nurture the rose, it'll always develop, but don't try and force it. And maybe your 8-year-old or your 10-year-old mightn't be as mature as another 10-year-old, right? Yeah. And that has to be taken into consideration. The style of the family living is a very important one as well. What might be acceptable to you, PJ, mightn't be acceptable to me in my home. Mm-hmm. And that has to be looked at as well. I would also think that the protection of the child and the adults within the home now have to be looked at. When you think back, say, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, some things weren't even considered. And now they, you know, you'd have to be pretty making sure that everything is okay. I suppose why I would, it's not that I frown on them. I just think that sometimes everybody thinks, the adult is thinking, oh, this will be great for the child. But in actual fact, is the child ready for it? Is the child you know, does the child want it?
Yeah.
And more often than not, the child sometimes doesn't want to say, I don't want to go, because they don't want to lose the friendship of the people that they're with. And I suppose really with their friends too, you should look at maybe where they are within that circle. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
In
it
the
does,
sense yeah. that you have dominant, like we have dominant people in our lives. We have, as I always say, the silent people, and we'd have the people who mightn't have the confidence, but would still want to be part of the group.
Well, I think you're saying to me, Catherine, is take a group of, for example, and you'd work with a lot of them now through your theatre work, 8, yes. 9 and 10 year olds. So let's take a group of 10 year olds. There maybe a dozen of them. There's one born leader. There's one very quiet, timid little person. And there's someone in between. And trying to suit them all is difficult.
Absolutely. And you've got to make sure that, I suppose, really, if, you know, for me, work on the child with what I call the quiet confidence, because I think we kind of all in life, we've got mixed up about confidence. You know, people who can be aggressive and they tell you they're confident, you know, I suppose having strong team skills. And I suppose self-esteem. The self-esteem is the first one. So that the child that's quiet, I've often said, could have strong self-esteem, and that's brilliant. So that they'll be able to deal with the leader of that group, do you know?
Yeah.
But also you have to be careful. And I suppose really it can happen more with girls than with boys, I think, is the jealousy thing that can come into it, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody who's insecure and thinking that, oh, I want that friend all on my own, so I'm going to now try and move out others, and then can create situations that are not there at all. And I think it's very, very important for parents, I would be advising, make sure that, you know, that you have certainly met with the people that you're sending your child over for, that that the plan is in place. And even for the person who's hosting the slumber, that you have a plan. I loved what Dr. Coyle said about having, you know, your rules, your regulations, have them set out with your parents, making sure that the other parents agree that these are the rules, these are the are it. And I suppose really don't, I think particularly males today, and this is talking about fathers or partners or whatever, like they're very in a vulnerable situation today. You know, I know that relations of mine who would say if there was a slumber party, they wouldn't stay in the house, if it's particularly girls, do you know, because they would be slightly worried that they should be around them. This is, I know, and it's awful, because I do think there can be great times to have if the children are ready, if your child is ready, but you need to be listening to the child. And I suppose what I would say, what does it do? It can give them independence.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It can then get them to adapt to situations outside the normal routine. They can navigate social situations, but they must, like, I suppose I go back to my own childhood, PJ. Yeah. My mother was dead against them, and I would tell you that straight out. She would always say, no, you can stay, you can have fun, I'll go and I'll collect you. Now, this is not going back yet, today or yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was very strong, right up to the time I was 18 or 20, you sleep in your bed at all times under my supervision. And maybe that's where I would have that kind of cautiousness about it. Mm-hmm. Because I have seen wonderful ones, but I've also seen ones that have gone very wrong.
Well, come back to the group yes. of, we'll maybe age them on a bit now, maybe 12 years old, yes. right? And yes. in that 10, there'll be one might have a tendency to be a little bit of a bully.
Yes.
And a sleepover absolutely. Is a place where that could go out of hand very quickly.
Yes, and that can very much and manifest it. And do you know what that then leaves? That leaves devastation within the children, because they then become, I'm sure, I've seen great friends splitting up because of it. And then involving, which I find sometimes awful, they're involving then the social activities that they're involved in, be it sport, be it drama, be it dance, be it whatever. And because so-and-so's in that class, they had a falling out. And then when you question it, you might find they had a sleepover, but the sleepover really wasn't supervised. And I suppose, again, when you're talking about supervision of sleepovers, it shouldn't be just down to one adult, because that makes them vulnerable. Yeah. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking today.
One point that Dr. Coyne focused on, and I was glad she did. I was going to go there anyway, but I was glad she went there. And that is the safety element of it, the child protection element of it. And the fact that statistics now tell us, research now tells us, experts now tell us, it is someone you know, not a stranger. Yes.
Absolutely. And that's very, very frightening. Do you know? And like, I suppose when I go back now, this is going back many, many moons ago, and it wasn't even to do with anything that I was dealing with, but it was a friend of mine. And like that, they thought they could totally trust the parents that their child was going to. And they didn't find out, like when she was 14, 15, going to the slumber parties, thought, oh, everything was hunky-dory. And it was when she was 30, they found out that things weren't as good as what they should have been,
wow.
you know? And like, then he was going, oh my God, and I totally trusted that person. So like, there's a load of things. And yet I don't want to damage children having fun and children having, you know, but I do think the health and safety have to come into it. Dr. Coyle's advice, I would say to any parent, yes, listen to her, because it's amazing. I think there must be a plan. You talk with your child. Some children are not ready. They're not even ready at 14. Do you know? And you must listen to them. Help the children how to get along. Just say, you know, and being like, a child could be afraid to come home and say, oh, so-and-so was bullying me, because they're afraid that their parents then won't allow them do A, B and C. Right. Mm-hmm. Prepare that there's a phone call that you can phone call the child regularly if you wish. And I suppose really you've got to trust your gut.
Yeah.
I would say to you. And if your gut is saying no, don't be afraid to say, look, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But we'll review it another time.
As Dr. Harry Berry says, and I've spoken to him a couple of weeks ago, you're not their friend, you're their parent, first and foremost.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is essential. And I keep saying that to anybody. You can be their friend later on. You must be there to guide them and look after them. Because the whole world, like PJ, okay, you've been there, I've been there, we've lived some of our lives. There are certain things you'd say, or I wouldn't go there anymore. To the child, everything is new. Everything is wonder. Everything is going to be great, and then it can turn terribly sour.
Everything's fantastic until it isn't.
Absolutely. And then trying to pick up the pieces, not alone for the child, but for the parents as well.
Right.
And I think the last word I would say to about it is, please, parents, you are a parent first. You are, and you don't, and it's okay to say no to your child. And they do learn, because my father would always say, Lord, be good to him. Like if we were saying something and he'd say no. And his attitude was, you're in my home, you'll go to my rules, my regulations. When you can afford to pay for your own, you can do whatever you want to do yourself. Do you know?
A bit of a man out of my own heart was your father. Thank you, Catherine.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.